Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As he was handed the World Series trophy last night, Red Sox manager Alex Cora was asked about Sox fans back here in Boston.
I don't know. I think they're going as crazy as Puerto Rico right now. I mean, it's like, I can't even imagine what is going on in Boston. I can't even imagine what is going on in my island. I mean, this is for you guys. Congratulations.
Cora's devotion to his native Puerto Rico has endeared him to fans from there. WBUR Simone Rios was with a group of Puerto Ricans in Jamaica Plain as they celebrated the World Series victory.
Wow.
Por Alex Cora.
With four World Series wins under their belt since 2004, the Red Sox are the most successful team of the 21st century. But for Jaime Rodriguez, a Vietnam War veteran and a veteran political activist in Boston, this win is like no other.
It's the best one, the best one. And one of the best used to be the one that we beat the Yankees. But this is the best one because Alex Cora.
Ozzie Guillen was the first Latino manager to win a World Series in 2005. But Alex Cora is the first to do it in his rookie year as manager. Jaime Rodriguez says when he came to Boston in the early 70s, he never thought the Sox would hire a Latino to lead the team. The fact that the Sox hired Cora, Rodriguez says, that means Boston itself is changing.
I feel really good. Really good to win and to be here with my friends and to be here with the manager who is Puerto Rican just like me.
Rodriguez hosted the Game 5 viewing in the basement of his house, a community destation known as El Bunker de Jaime, or Jaime's Bunker. He even welcomes Yankees fans like Otoniel Figueroa Duran, who's from the same town as Alex Cora.
I never imagined myself rooting for Boston, but I've been living in this city for 5 years, and I have the chance to have someone from my hometown, Cagua, from Puerto Rico, a Latino, leading this team to a championship, so I'm ecstatic today.
But Alex Cora's appeal goes beyond just his Boricua compatriots. Also watching last night was Franklin Peralta, who's from the Dominican Republic.
Yo soy dominicano, y ver a un equipo compuesto por grandes.
Peralta says the 2004 Red Sox team, including David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez, and Manny Ramirez, was what turned him into a Red Sox fan. He was still living on the island, and when he moved to Boston, his allegiance to the team solidified.
Es lo mismo. Es lo mismo porque.
But Peralta says being a baseball fan is what brings Latinos together, Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, whatever. And he says Alex Cora is a source of pride for the entire Caribbean, from the islands to Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.